is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he tested positive for COVID-19 Sunday with mild symptoms, but would retain all authorities as he quarantined at home for the next 5 days. News of Austin's positive test comes as the Pentagon last week tightened restrictions at its headquarters over concern about the highly transmissible Omicron variant that has led to a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections throughout the world. The military is faced with the challenge of maintaining military readiness for troops, often in close quarters on ships and planes. Austin, who is fully vaccinated and has received a booster, said in a statement he last met President Joe Biden on December 21st, more than a week before he started experiencing symptoms. He said his doctor told him his vaccinated status plus his booster shot made the infection much milder than it might have been otherwise. Austin is one of the most senior members of President Joe Biden's administration to test positive for COVID-19. U.S. President Joe Biden told Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday that the United States and its allies would respond decisively should Russia further invade Ukraine. In a phone call, the two leaders also discussed diplomatic efforts to defuse tensions over Russia's massive troop buildup along Ukraine's eastern flank. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters after all that Biden and Zelensky discussed, measures to de-escalate tensions, and that Biden reaffirmed the United States' commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Biden has not made much progress with Russian President Vladimir Putin to get him to withdraw about 100,000 troops stationed